October 16, 2021. It's the Watch for Pedro show.
Thank you.
Show. Happy Saturday. Started off with John Coltrane live at Birdland, February 16, 1962. Mr. PC. A lot of noise on the other end of the line there. Mr. PC, that's the initials of a man named Paul Chambers, who was an incredible bassman. John Coltrane wrote a song just for him, and you can hear it. Then we had Tim Perkis and the Wartells with Harbangers. And because of the Estonian software engineers with their incredible Skype invention, once again, Brother Tim Perkis, all the way from Albany.
Hey.
Aboard once again, Brother Tim.
All right, hi.
How long's it been?
Is it? You had me on in June, so how long is that? Four or five months, yeah.
Okay, what's transpired in that period of time, Brother Tim?
Well, you know, the crazy COVID thing has just gone on and on and on, and we thought we were kind of almost out of it in June, I guess, but, I don't know. You know, live music's coming back a little bit since.
Let me narrow it down a little bit. What about music for you?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, kind of music I sent you now is sort of a reflection of, you know, the fact that, you know, I think a lot of people have been doing this kind of concentrating on archive projects and kind of getting together some old recordings and releasing them and, you know, just kind of internal kind of work and, you know, less playing out and, you know, being a lot connected people live, but, you know, having these other projects going.
Let me let you try and enlighten me to these Wartells. What are Wartells? Who are the Wartells?
Oh, okay. Well, you know, they're these guys. It's a really interesting, you know, they're in this scene in Gothenburg in Sweden, right? And
I know Gothenburg.
They run this.
I was in a accident. The boat flipped over with helping Jay Maskers 21 years ago. And I crawling out of the. Yeah, somebody doing a fucked up pass, and the driver, you know, flipped the boat. We're on our side, and I crawled out through the.
Jay
oh, my
broke
God. His back, but it was in Gothenburg. Okay, go on.
Oh, really? Right.
I wouldn't
well,
shit you
they've been there. I mean, they've been there a long time, and you know, they've been running this venue there that's called Brotz, B-R-O-T-Z. That's, I guess, kind of named after Peter Brotzmann, you know. It's like kind of free jazz saxophone player
yeah.
you probably know about.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, they're, you know, their thing is cool, and they've been doing this sort of free jazz playing, like, since the 80s. They're two brothers. Drummer, Henrik is the drummer, and Yanni is a saxophonist. And, you know, I've just been working with them on and off. I've been spending a lot of time in Gothenburg over the last years. I've been working with guys at the university there and some research kind of stuff and taught a semester there and, you know, playing on the scene there, which is a very cool, music scene.
Okay. So you play with them. You're saying you play with them when you go over there. Do you guys trade files over the internet?
No, we really haven't done that much. But when I went over there, for this record, all these things that you were playing you know, we recorded over there in a studio in Gothenburg. You know, kind of a interesting studio that does mostly rock bands. You know, in town. And, yeah.
See, Gothenburg, there's a, like, amusement park by the water. And Jimi Hendrix played there sometimes, right? Because he had a girlfriend there. And Stooges got to play there. So I got to play with Larry on drums for Scotty. So.
Oh, far out. Yeah,
so
that's an amazing.
Just because of a wreck
place,
on the fucking
yeah.
Highway. Just. I also got to play gig. It's an awesome music place. You gave me some other stuff here I want to play.
Yep.
This project's called Aliquots. Let's play.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. 不同意的请举手。
没有，
没有，没有，
没有，
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 弃权的
没有，
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 没有。
有，
没有，
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 没有，通过。
Thank you.
Thank you. for Pedro Shatchuk. The music started off and ended with Alkanauts. Starting it off, Tendril. The tune. Bumas Prendon after that, October Bargain Days, because these are people, October Bargain Days. Gabby Wynn, she's Oaktown, but where Brother Ted Flipper lives. But her, from her new album, Rise, Those Who Will Not Be Slaves. Victoria Shen after that, Example 1, Cloaca, one RPM turntable, huh? It's kind of slow, right? Played by Bose, as in bow and arrows. She's quite a crafts person. SLWCC Watt, my collab with Sam Lockward in Iowa City. Hello. Landowner from England with Confrontation, Howie Reeve. Out of Glasgow, Your Power. How, Yes, No. Out of Croatia, How. Pojninak, which is Individual. Slovene. Live at Club MC Kupper, 1987, I guess it was still Yugoslavia. Trubakova, Kusta Pesci. Then Twitch by Troopa Troopa. I was just in a video giving him some face. Guided by Voices, brand new Bob Pollard with Psycho House. Northern Jaw, Resurrection Machine. Finally, some more Aliquots. Chamfer. A little fucking woodworking technique there. Enlighten us, Brother Tim, to the fucking Aliquots.
Aliquots, yeah. Crazy word. This is my friend Carter Schultz, a collaborator. Yeah. He's a pianist and also electronics guy. And we just play all the time. We've just been playing for years, like get together, you know, pretty much every week for years. And then, you know, at a certain point, we went into the studio and, you know, got some more serious good recordings of what we've been doing. And, you know, he's kind of playing inside the piano and kind of doing that kind of stuff a lot of the time. And, also building his own electronic stuff like I do, you know, and, that's interesting, you know, kind of, you know, it's just this long collaboration.
And where did this
improvised music?
Where did this proj name come from, Aliquots?
You know, Carter is a writer, and he's just got a fascinating kind of idea about words, and all these track names, which are kind of different beautiful words. You know, chamfer. What does chamfer mean? You know, secant, plasm. You know, random words, basically. Picking words that we like the sound of them. Aliquots is, I don't know, is it like a kumquat? I don't know what it is. It's some kind of word that means something in mathematics.
Well, for but, sure we know, Brother Tim, that it wasn't your invention. It was your collaborator.
Well, we worked on it, yeah. We kind of said, oh, I like that word. You know, I like that word.
Right, so you you bang the gavel and you say, done.
Right, exactly.
So, you
know, words come later. You know, the names of pieces always come later for me anyway. I just like, right. Well, okay, what are we going to call this, you know?
But, I mean, this is bigger than just a piece. This is the whole proj. This is kind of the umbrella name.
Yeah. Right. That's right, yeah.
Right, so it's kind of tunes come and go, but a proj, well, maybe they come and go too. How long you been playing with them?
Well, you know, I'd say about 8 years, 8 or 9 years, something like that.
Wow. And who usually goes first?
Well,
or do you go at the same time?
You mean?
You got somebody you give each
other? We go at the same time, yeah. Yeah, we go at the same time. But you know, it was funny, you know, we had, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Just the whole process of improvisation, it always trips me out anyway, you know, because there are some ground rules. Maybe they change by the moment, but.
Yeah, we had a funny situation where we recorded at this guy's studio, which I think he made beautiful recordings. You know, a friend of his, a guy named Robert Rich, who's kind of a new age kind of guy. You know, he makes this very tranquil music, very beautiful music, and it has all this nice equipment and everything. But it's like when we got in there, we recorded for a few hours in there, and it turned out the more we were in his sort of tranquil environment, the music got kind of slower and slower and quieter and everything. And when we went back and listened to the files and what we liked, we really didn't like what happened to us in there, in the sense of like losing a little bit of edge of what was going on. And everything we brought out of that session was kind of things that were early in it, you know, like the things we recorded the first hour before we got in there. But then after we were in there, the whole thing got a little bit too, you know.
A little too long in the oven and the incubator.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's funny how that happens.
No,
you know,
like, look, some, right, there comes a point where you're maybe overcooked, right? It turns to mush.
Yeah, that's
right.
You
got no fucking teeth, but maybe not good otherwise.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, we're at the end of the first hour, Brother Tim. October 16, 2021 edition, Juan Pedro Show. Special guest Tim Perkins. Hold tight for hour two. October 16, 2021. It's the second hour of the Juan from Pedro Show.
As the evening draws in, draws us all in, let's work on something together. When you go, we'll carry on.
Started off the second hour, Tim Perkis again with the Wartells doing Beetroot. And Ben Salter out of Tasmania with Bereavement. Tim Kerr's Proj with the banjo and acoustic guitar. Up Around the Sun, Last Chance out of Austin. He's in Mallorca right now doing some, because he's painting murals these days. I got John Coltrane painting him on a prac pad he gave me. Planning for Burial after Pennsylvania, out of Pennsylvania, with Friendship, then Brand New Deerhoof, Ancient Mysteries Described. ID du Femel, this is just came out, but it's made in the 80s, 90s cassettes, and the tune is called Shang. I think these were Spanish cats, or maybe Catalan. Or no, you may. My memory, sorry, people. And sorry, I did the femel. And finally, some more Aliquots with Muons 7. Now, muon is like a subatomic particle, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I mean, the way this album worked out, we put together all these little short pieces, kind of alternating with longer ones, and they were all muons. We called them all little muons.
The short ones were the muons.
The short ones, yeah. And they were all this instrument that Carter made. It was a very weird kind of a digital feedback thing where it was just all feedback, and he just has all these knobs on, and he's just like tuning these amazing feedback things that just happen and kind of, who knows, they're not really under control in a certain way. And I would just be kind of going along with it. And
well, that's what I'm interested in. How would you, like, accompany dance with this?
Well, you know, it's just like keeping your ears open and just seeing where it's going. Of course, you know, since it's feedback, it's kind of, in a way, listening to you, right?
Because, yep, right,
you
know, right. It's reactive, right?
It's reactive to what I'm doing. And then, so I'm kind of driving it in a certain way, and he's... And he's driving it.
You're sitting there with your, like, your little arsenal, right? You got your little set of vocabulary. So
yeah.
So what, you know, which rabbit do you pull out of your hat?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's always the question, right? I mean,
And it seems here my other question kind of got answered. He went first. But he went first with the feedback.
Yeah, is that start with the feedback. Yeah. How do you do that? Yeah,
right, because it needs you to bring the thing to feedback.
Yeah, no, he, you know, he's feedback to himself too, but you know, but yeah, it's you know, I mean, there's that's the loop of improv. You know, I feel like it's just always, you know, you're trying to get a certain place, but along the way you end up places that make you change your mind about where you thought you were going.
Right.
And you got to be open to that.
You're saying kind of a journey, right? You're saying kind of journey. But in another way, isn't it also kind of a conversation?
Yeah, it is a conversation. Absolutely. Yeah. Because, you know, yeah, you don't know what you're going to, but in a real conversation, right, you don't know what you're going to say yourself, right?
Not until we get this mind reading thing worked up.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It'll all be fixed up.
Oh, just think about
start.
The spiels and the interviews, like boom.
That was quick, yeah.
I got all your knowledge. Okay.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we're gonna have to go through this like kind of a guesses and suggests and recommends and assumes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's where all the action
worst,
is.
Right? Assume is the worst in improvisation. You shouldn't assume anything, right? You should.
You're right.
Listening, you got to be aware. You got to be in the moment.
Yeah. And not even like, you know, following your own ideas. I mean, I really think you got to be flexible about all the time about what you thought you were doing, you know, really reinvent it all.
Are you referring to something like an internal script, like throw that away?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah, sure.
Usually you start with something that you have a notion of where you're going. But once it's going, everybody wants it to just stay alive, you know?
Right,
so
right.
What do you do to keep it alive is
right.
Really what you what
well,
you want to,
my guess would be to try to keep it interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
That's it.
That's why I've asked some improvisation people, is the big enemy of improvised stuff repetition? And I've been told no, what, because it's a device just like it, you know, it's part of the vocab. Part
yeah,
of the
no, I don't think it is. Yeah. In fact, you got to have repetition because the only way to keep it interesting is if people expect something and then they don't get that. They get something.
Yeah, of course. How does irony exist if you don't have the thing to make fun of in the first place? Look, you're talking about having to start from something like a foundation, like a hub. You got this pod called the hub. I'm going to play some hub. Hub.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pedro Show. Started that chunk off with a Hub, doing Hub times six. Then My Daddy Ate My Eyes. That's the name of the proj, beep. The tune is called H is for Hangman. Randolph Carter up in Eugene. Connect through the brutal sound effects. A short statement on the fate of the world. A poem. Love bounded by water. These are buddies, Randolph. Stowe Carter Project with Secunda Storia. And then finally, some more aliquots. Decouple. So this ain't a muon, this is a full on.
That's a full on, exactly.
A full on that decouples. Yeah. Falls apart.
Yeah,
right. Okay. Yeah. Enlighten us to the Hub.
Oh, the Hub. Well, the Hub is this, you know, this band I was involved in. I started in the 80s. We've been going since the 80s. And this was like, you were talking about that other thing you played that was like an 80s cassette. This thing was the, I found this box of cassettes, these commercial cassettes we had made back in 1987. The very first Hub thing, this band, which is this computer network band we started then.
And the members.
This cassette release, you know.
Who are the members, Brother Tim?
Oh, the members are, it's six people. It was me and John Bischoff, Mark Trail, who's no longer with us, unfortunately, Chris Brown, yeah. Scott Gresham Lancaster, and Phil Stone. And, you know, we were all kind of around the Mills College thing, which is, you know.
Which I heard has been saved, right? Some people got money.
Well, it's true. Apparently, the school back east bought it, and they're right. keeping the music department going, which is fantastic. You know?
Really important. That's so good.
Yeah.
So anyway, you guys got together around that. And when you say network, like you weren't together, it was online or something? No.
We were all making, playing little computer controlled synthesizers that we had each put together and programmed ourselves. And then we connect data, you know, between them.
Yeah.
And the machines are all responding to each other.
Right.
And we're making changes too, but the machines are also responding in real time to what the others are doing.
Yeah.
The amazing thing is, like, weird stuff happens that you could not have planned.
Sure.
And
sure.
these interesting patterns come out of it, and you know, it's kind of an artificial intelligence thing.
Yeah, I was going to say something
feels
like
alive, you know?
Something like fuzzy logic.
Yeah, yeah.
The way them fucking vacuum cleaners work.
They
run into something, all of a sudden they've learned some of the terrain, but. That could have been a cat, so it changed the terrain.
Right.
But that's trippy. So you guys would all get together in a room with all your machinery and let it go?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes we would do this thing where we wouldn't all be in the same place. But this was kind of before the internet, so we're doing this stuff over phone lines and stuff like that. But, you know, but we really prefer to be in the same room. It's really kind of chamber music in a way, you know?
Sure.
And, you know, the interesting thing that's happening now is that we've got this this museum in Germany, ZKM it's called, is like putting out a book of our scores and a bunch of information about our work and stuff. That's,
you mean way back documented. To the 80s and stuff?
Well, we've been playing since then too.
Yeah, but
you know,
I mean,
all through.
The museum.
But yeah, a lot of old, you know, a lot of documentation of this old
stuff. Yeah, the museum is documenting
stuff
this
and
stuff.
This
that's
stuff.
That's really good because there's no like internet footprints, like you said. So that's cool. They're doing that now, and especially since you lost one of your guys, your other guys are still around. You can hit them to that stuff, huh?
Yeah, right.
Really bitch.
So,
because believe it or not, I bet you kids down the road in the next shift, they're going to be eating this up like crazy.
Well, I hope so. You know, I like the idea of putting the scores out there so they can try to do some of these old pieces and see what they would do with, like, 21st century equipment or however they want to do it.
22nd, 23rd, watch out, Cat. We're at the end of the second hour, October 16, 2021. This is Juan Pedro, so special guest Tim Perkis, Hope Type Hour 3. October 16, 2021, it's third hour of the Juan Pedro Show.
Thank you.
She'll start off the third hour with Tim Perkis and the Wartells and Millions. Al Margolis after that with Quebec. And then some more Aliquots with Assembly, which is not a muon, people. That's why it's long like that. So, when you get together with Wartells, when you get together with Aquanauts, do you bring the same stuff to the into the ring, into the laboratory?
Usually, yeah, that's true. With those two things, those two projects, I was pretty much bringing the same stuff. Although I you kind of a smaller bunch of stuff I schlepped to Europe, you know,
with those guys. Of course, right.
But my setup is generally pretty small. You know, I got the laptop. I got an old kind of 80s synthesizer I use. It's the Yamaha synthesizer. And this little tiny thing with a lot of knobs on it that's sort of a pseudo-analog synthesizer. And, you know, I'm playing through pedals like a guitar. I was playing volume and wah-wah pedal are kind of important. And, you know, just trying to be a voice, you know, playing an instrument, really.
Yeah, but I was kind of getting at it. It's not the equipment, it's the people you're playing with. So Wartell's different personnel than, Aquanauts is one other cat, right?
Yeah, right. So Wartells is, you know, you're kind of off in this. I mean, those guys were around and playing very interesting free jazz kind of stuff.
Right,
in
the
80s.
Brothers and the, kind of an analog approach, right?
Yeah, I mean, totally. I mean, they're not electronic at all.
Right,
it was just,
right.
You know, it's a drummer and a saxophonist, you know. And then we had this bass player, Bjorn Peterson, this young guy that was great that came on those sessions too, you know. And, you know, it was an interesting band. It's a, you know, it has a very lively, I don't know, live feeling to it. I like it a lot.
What's it like, you know, the mixing of electronic with non-electronic? Because at the end of the day, it's about music, right? Stuff coming out of the speakers.
Yeah, and I always feel like, you know, like I always have a wah-wah pedal I play it through.
Yeah.
And there's a weird way I feel like that's super important when you're playing with instruments because electronics can kind of take over the whole spectrum, you know?
Especially machines like Sequencer, right?
Yeah, you know, that you'll just be making so much noise, so much sound across the whole spectrum and getting in everybody's way. And with a wah-wah pedal, you kind of filter down and you make your sounds fit in, you know?
Sure.
Fit in with the saxophone, fit in with the drums, find your niche in that mix, you know?
That was trippy about Kraftwerk. They had two guys on drums, but they weren't sequencing. They were electronic drums, but they were still playing them.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
Right, they're moving the sliders or hitting them with little sticks or some shit like that.
Yeah, well, that's what they say. Prince would just play these drum machines by hand.
Right, by pushing the buttons, yeah.
By pushing buttons, and he really get that live feeling quite different than
instead of
anything
programmed, you know. Sequencer and automated. Actually, that shit goes back before electronics. Think of a player piano with the big script, right, with the holes in the paper.
Right.
And, you know, choo-choo Charlie.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that my music, I never use sequencers or anything because the timing of everything needs to be a human hand on it. You know, I'm not interested in the perfect clock like timing. You know,
I've seen machines that ain't just pianists; they're like whole fucking bands who were running off these scripts, like these scrolls. There's like
all those giant players,
flutes and shit. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Kind of automaton. You know, the way they made little...
Went to this museum in Germany.
Yeah.
We went to see this museum when we were in Germany, when the Hub was in Germany once, and it's like this mechanical music museum. It's fantastic. There's stuff that people were doing way back in like the 1500s, 1600s, up to all these kind of jukebox kind of things with, you know, there were a whole band of instruments being played by these rolls, you know, player piano rolls. It was far out, you know.
Right, but you know the... analogy, I can see it working kind of like that. Yeah, kind of exotic, kind of a mind blow, but after a while, kind of boring, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just, at the time, it was kind of a way to put, you know, to put musicians out of work, you know, just like, okay, we'll have a band.
So did hurdy-gurdies.
They didn't need breaks, man. Those guys didn't need breaks. They just the machine just plays and plays and plays.
Look, let's play some Hub. This is called Peyote. Black for Pedro, so last music for this edition. We had Oryx from Antelope. No, that was a couple weeks ago. We had Peyote from Asshole Watch. Bad Blood Exhaust featuring Asuka Leviat with Demons out of Hamburg. Black Humor from the City. But this is early 80s people. Karen Ann. And then finally Tim Perkis with Pancake Shorts. So we get one solo piece from you this show.
Yeah, that's right. That was something I cooked up a request to those brutal sound effects guys in San Francisco of, just do a solo piece to do one of their kind of online COVID time, pseudo live shows, you know.
It was Jake Rodriguez called the costume noise scene.
Yeah.
I love that name. So Pancake Shorts. But, I've been playing some Twig and Rubber O Cement stuff. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, those titles, they're at least 15 words. Hey, great imagination with those cats. Peyote with the Hub.
Yeah, that was really the first Hub piece. I mean, it was just three of us at that point, like Bischoff and Mark Trail and me. And, we're just really trying that whole idea. It's like, well, what happens if you hook these things together? It's kind of coming out of a world where people had analog synthesizers and we would hook those together if we more than one person brought them. And the idea is when you start hooking computers together, it takes weird, sharp turns and, kind of nonlinear kind of phenomena happening that are very unexpected. So, trying to make something that has some kind of ritualistic kind of rhythmic quality, but it's still coming out of this strange computer mind.
Right. Speaking of which, what about attempting to do music under the influence of peyote?
Well, people do. I don't know. We didn't have any of that for this, okay. Unfortunately, maybe, but...
Like you said, the titles come later.
Yeah.
So listening back to that, it was like, fuck, this sounds like peyote.
Yeah, it's kind of... Yeah, we had one track we called Martian Folk Music that sounded like that, but, there were no Martians involved, really, but...
Yeah, that's right. I've always... they talk about actors when you select somebody, and what if you need a Martian?
Yeah, who's good for that role? Yeah,
someone's going to have to act, right? Because it's hard to find them, or they're kind of shy and stuff. So what's next for you? What you got planned?
Well, I don't know. I've been interested in this whole idea of putting together a live ensemble that interacts with the computer stuff in a different, interesting way, where people have tablets and they're getting like music notation that's related to what the computer is doing. It's a way, and then they kind of, and then, but it's still a kind of a loose relation. It's not like play this note, don't play this score and don't make any mistakes. It means, here's some stuff you can look at while you're improvising. And the idea of thinking of the scores and notation as being something that you use creatively, but it can change dynamically, and it's generated on the fly. So
and the computer can take care of the housekeeping, like all the sounds keeps going. And you, it's not like you got so much like a TV remote control. It's more of an influencer.
Well, it's more like, it's kind of like if you got this idea, like jazz is based on this idea that, kind of have a head
tune,
and everybody does variations of it.
Sure.
Well,
sure.
This is different. This is like, you have people improvising, and then you generate some notation kind of based on what they improvise.
Right.
And you make up the tune after the improvisation.
So the direction's dynamic. It keeps, changing with the changes.
Yeah, right.
Right.
It comes after. The improvisation is where it starts.
Wow. Well, man, I'd like to, when you get this going, you're going to make an album of it?
Well, yeah, if it's any good, yeah.
Okay. Come on, back on the show, play it. We can talk about it, see what happens with this.
Okay, thank you.
Laboratory experiment. Really interesting. Really interesting. And yeah. Invite's always open, Brother Tim. So whenever you want to come on. But this is trippy. This is trippy.
Great. I can't see the Thank you. Love the show, man. Okay. Love the show.
People, it's been October 16, 2021. This is Wapito, so keep your powder dry.